Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. Happy to be with you today. It looks like we have a small crowd on the phone lines. Hopefully some of you are listening in through your computers and have questions. It's spring in Texas, and if it is in your area, you're probably outside wanting to get your yards and flower beds in shape, and I don't blame you for that. Let me go over and see if we have any questions here for today. My friend Carol in Chicago. Hi, can we use clay to neutralize the bad effects of GMO foods in our diet? If it's a chemical, the GMO is seen as a chemical with a positive charge, definitely. I really don't know the electronic charge of the GMO influenced foods, but you know, it won't. If you're taking the clay daily anyway, you should be pretty well neutralized. Then maybe take a clay bath once a week. That's a very good question. I haven't researched GMO foods that much to know, and I don't think they have even figured out what the effects will be. But if the clay determines it as something, as a baddie in your body, and usually that's done by its electronic charge, it will take care of it and definitely do that. Very good question. Thank you. Debbie in Rigby, can a clay pack over a damaged disc in the back help heal it and actually function again if done daily? I believe it can. There was a gentleman who was a mountain climber and had a bad fall, and they wanted to put a rod in his spine to repair the damages. His massage therapist wanted him to come over every day, and for, I believe it was about a month, she treated him with a poultice on his back and then worked on his muscles likewise, and then advised him to use the poultice. And in 3 months, he was back mountain climbing. So I don't know what damage was done to his disc, but what the clay does is when it pulls out the inflammation and the swelling, oftentimes the disc can just slip right back into place and it relieves pressure on any nerves. It certainly won't hurt to try. I think you'll feel relief within the first few applications and poultices. You want to fix a clay poultice, the clay mud, the mask, and put it thickly over the damaged area, and I'd put it a little above and below, and then cover it with a square of Glad press and seal, and press the dry edges to the skin, and it'll keep it in place. You can leave it on all night, take it off, take your shower, get dressed, put another one on for during the day if you like. You could use them day and night. And I believe you're going to see amazing results with that. Even if the disc, if you have a fractured vertebra, it speeds the healing time in broken bones. I had a crushed vertebra, and I healed mine that way. And by the time I went to the doctor, it was nearly healed. And he didn't know how long, and I'd been using clay. I don't think I told him that. But he wanted to know if I wanted to put cement in there to heal it. And I said, if it's healing nicely, let's just leave it alone. In another couple of weeks, it was healed. So those are my experiences with that. And please let me know how that works for you. Deb and Wesley, I read that clay helps give you brighter eyes. Does it help with cataracts? It depends on the stage of the cataracts. If they're ripe and you start putting clay poultices over your closed eyelids, it will help, you know, dissolve them or whatever it does. It helps take care of them. If they're just small, tiny cataracts and not advanced, I'm not sure how that works, but you can also always try it. I get the round cotton makeup pads, the little pressed cotton pads, put the clay mud generously on them. And put them over my eyes. You want your eyes closed. If you get a little in there, it's not going to hurt anything. It'll just burn a little bit. You can just wash it out with eye wash. but put it over there and lay down for about 15 minutes, or you know, if you wear glasses or something to hold it in place, you don't have to lay down. But I'd leave it on at least 15 minutes, and if you could do that twice a day, even better. And you generally have to do one eye at a time so you can see to get to the bathroom to take the clay off, you know, before you get in there and wash it off before you open your eyes. So it's kind of a one eye at a time thing, unless you can figure out to take a wet wash rag with you to wipe it off when you take it off. I would definitely try it. It'd be worth a try. And there have been some results, but I think the cases where they had the results were when the cataracts were in a what they call a ripe stage. Mary in Kansas. Hi, Mary. Hi, Perry. Could you address this article? It came up on Facebook group I'm in, and while I've seen it before and tried to address the concerns, it would be helpful to get more expert opinion. Thank you. Dr. Christensen's surprising dangers about bentonite clay. You sent that to me before, and I looked it up, and I suggested someone, or maybe it was someone else, and I suggested they send Dr. Christensen a copy of my book and some clay, and he needs educating. His theory is off, and he doesn't understand the total accents of clay. I can't remember now what he said the danger was, if it was the lead content. All clays have a little bit in parts per million of many minerals that, if they were in large quantities, could kill anyone. In fact, we get stuff, arsenic, in our drinking water, but it doesn't kill us if it's in small amounts. It's not harmful. The minerals in clay are in parts per million, but the minerals in clay are not bioavailable to the body. You only get 4 minerals from the cation exchange rate, and they are very safe minerals. It's magnesium, sodium, calcium, and potassium. So those are only minerals you're going to get in very small amounts. The other minerals are fused together from the heat of the volcano, and they're like linked together with, if you want the scientific term, covalent oxygen hydroxide bonds. And these are very strong bonds. They bond the particles together. And the clay particles make up the negative charge in the clay on the platelets. So, I mean, the minerals. The minerals make up the negative charge. That's what their function is, to give the clay this strong negative detoxing power. So I wouldn't be concerned if there's a little lead and things. It has to be like 40 parts per million to be in a dangerous level. And considered dangerous. So I think he's off in that, and I wish somebody would educate him. You know, I can't find out how to get a hold of these doctors and send them a book or talk to them, or a lot of these practitioners that don't fully understand clay. And because it detoxes and pulls things, they think it pulls everything out of the body. A lot of the naturopaths think it's going to take your vitamins and supplements away, which it doesn't. So thank you for addressing that. I'm pretty sure that was his question, was about lead content. This is a natural earth. Clay is volcanic ash. It's the core of Mother Earth with all the minerals. Some clays have 90 minerals. Some clays have 60. It could be they haven't tested to the higher degree. The testing costs may be anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000, depending on how far you test them. But mostly are between 60 and 80 minerals that make up the clay particle. And these trace minerals are in parts per million. And that's why they're called trace minerals. And trace minerals are very good for the body, but you're not getting the trace minerals from clay. You're getting the electromagnetic charge that helps energize our body and heal it. It's where we get a lot of our healing and detoxing power from these minerals. But they have a totally different function because they have been birthed through the volcano. So thank you for that question. I hope that clarified it for you and your listeners. Wow, that's a good one. Julie Davis in Kansas. A friend was recently diagnosed with shingles on her face with Clay Helper. Yes, ma'am, get it on there right away. The quicker she gets it, the quicker it'll clear up. You want to take the clay mask and put it over the area. If it's, you know, she can let it dry, it will dry them up. And then when it dries, leave it on for a while. And when she's ready to take it off, just put a wet wash rag. Be sure and saturate it and get it wet real well. Not only is it going to dry it up, but it's going to stop the pain. It will stop that horrible pain that doctors haven't figured out how to stop the pain of shingles. But the clay can do that. So get her some of the clay mask right away and get it on there. It's going to keep the scarring down. It will cut the healing time to weeks instead of months, and it will take that pain away. So I'm glad you asked that, and you can help her. Okay. Looks like we're out of questions for a while. We seem to have a small group on there today listening. So I was looking for a testimonial I got recently. And this lady said, thank you so, okay, wait a minute, wrong one. She even sent a picture. She said, I've been using clay for several years. I can tell you that it's really been a good addition to trying to get healthier. I've read your book and enjoyed it. As a busy person, I've not been able to watch your web talks. Sorry. What I wanted to tell you is that my older dog was having some issues with his liver. He was throwing up and did not seem like he was feeling good. The vet had run out of medicine, milk thistle, and SAMe supplement that would help to detox his liver. I asked her if using clay would work, and she said yes. Roman has been taking it 2 times a day for the last 2 days, and he seems to be doing much better already. I would love to keep him around for another year or two. He's a wonderful dog. Clay is a wonderful thing. Thank you, Donna Beckwith. And Donna also said that my sister introduced me to clay 2 years ago along with your book. After 3 days, my brain fog disappeared and I felt much better. I use the clay on a fairly regular basis and know it keeps me healthy. Do you use natural honey from? I do use natural honey from an amazing beekeeper along with the clay, and my health has got much better. I hardly ever get sick for being 55, and I'm pretty darn healthy. Thank you for your dedication to clay. I'll be ordering a large bucket of clay soon. So that's one of the testimonies. Clay is so good for your pets. We overlook our pets. My daughter has all sorts of pets and is raising chickens now, and she's been giving them clay too. And they have their young hens and just started laying. And usually your young hens are called, you get pullet eggs. Their young hens are called pullets, and they're smaller and their eggs are smaller. She feeds these birds everything. She's a kindergarten teacher, and she's always taking home scraps that they're going to throw away from. I mean, she takes them a baked potatoes. They love bananas, squash, you know, anything like that she takes home to them, and they just gobble it up, as well as mealworms and the chicken feed and the grit. So you can give it to your chickens. There's actually been a scientific study on chickens, and the eggs they lay are already large. They're not small pullet eggs, and the shells are very, very firm and hard. They're colored. The hens lay colored eggs, and we're still trying to figure out which hens lay which colors. But my grandson says the best part of coming home from school is going out and gathering the eggs and seeing how many they lay each day. He thinks it's pretty cool to go in there and get a handful of eggs. So they also have dogs, and they keep it in their dog's water bowl. You don't want to keep it in a metal bowl, but a ceramic bowl or a plastic bowl. You can put a little clay water in there, or you can just feed them. If they're older dogs, I recommend putting a, you know, for small dogs, a teaspoon, for really big dogs, a tablespoon of the clay mask and mixing it in their food. And it's going to keep them, we've seen old dogs who can't get around literally start chasing squirrels. My friend had this old dog, and he couldn't get up, and he would just tiptoe around. It's like everything hurt. And I said, honey, you need to start giving him clay. And I brought her some clay, and she started taking it. And the next time we were over there, I noticed he was walking better, and I asked about it. She said, oh, he chased a squirrel outside yesterday, and I haven't seen him run in a long time. So this stuff really works on your pets, too. Cats, dogs, if you got hogs, give them a little of it. It doesn't matter. All animals, horses, it's good for them. It's going to detox them. It's going to get rid of parasites. Doesn't work on heartworms because they're in the bloodstream, but it does work on intestinal parasites. So get your critters and get them on the clay as well as yourself. Let's see if we have any more questions coming in. Well, we're out of questions for right now. Let me go over to the conference area. We have a few people on the line. Is anybody on the line that would like to ask questions? If you have a question about clay, if you press star 2 on your phone, I can open your line and you can talk to us. You know, there's so many areas that you can use clay in. I thought if I had the $1 million to do the FDA testing, or the $5 million, whatever it costs to do their 3 or 4 year test before they will approve a natural product, what would I do it on? Would I do it on acne? Would I do it on acid reflux? Would I do it on shingles? All these things, it helps just remarkably. Burns. I would like to talk to a doctor in a burn clinic and just demonstrate to him and show him how quickly someone with a burn, just put their little finger in the clay and let them tell you what they notice. It's amazing on burns. It absolutely takes the pain away, sloughs off the dead skin, and helps rebuild fresh skin. So I'm always interested in that. Let me get a copy of the book here, and I can go over you some of the many, many things that clay helps with. We all know it's good for any sort of digestive issues, from diarrhea to constipation and points in between, leaky gut, IBS, Crohn's disease, a liver cleanse. You know, taking over a liver cleanse, using a poultice over your liver or over your kidneys. Now, when you do a poultice over a major body organ, your thyroid, your lymph glands, you don't want to do two major body organs at the same time. Your lower colon area, just putting it on the outside of your stomach. You can do poultices to all of those areas and leave them on all night. And it helps stimulate, it reduces any swelling, and it gets the energy flowing in those areas again, and it helps healing. There was a gentleman with cirrhosis of the liver, and when the doctors told him he had 5% of his liver left, and they couldn't do anything for him, and they gave him a death wish and told him to go home and get his affairs in order. He had 6 months to live. He was jaundiced and yellow, and he contacted the lady who healed her whole colon. And she put him on drinking 8 ounces 3 times a day of the liquid clay, putting a poultice on his liver daily. First, she started with him 1 hour or 2, and then, you know, after her body adjusts to it, then you can leave it on all night. And then a clay bath every day. And he did that, and in 6 months, his liver had grown back 35%, and his jaundice was gone, and he was back at work. Within a year, his liver had grown back to 55%. Those are pretty amazing things to be able to attribute to an external poultice of clay. Well, he was drinking it too, but still, just the combination of those things. I mean, it blows my mind away what this stuff can do. Any kind of skin ailments, rashes, hives, eczema, psoriasis, shingles, poison ivy, ringworms, anything like that, the clay is just a miracle healer too. And it does it so quickly. And the book is full of, I think it's, I've forgotten, I counted at one time, maybe 180 different ailments that you can use the clay with, and I'm sure I've forgotten some in there. But I'm always adding to the book. And the book is newly out. It's been out about a year and a half now, and I'm getting very good reports on it. The first book is the blue one that was called Living Clay, Nature's Miracle Cure. And it has gone out of print. When the company bought the clay, they bought the rights to that book, and they put it out of print because the word living clay was used throughout the book. And they were afraid of false advertising or something. Anyway, they took the book out of production. And I was already writing an upgrade to that book, which they didn't want, so I kept the rights to it. And it's available online. If you go to my information site, the free information site, bentoniteclayinfo.com, there are tons of articles, there are tons of these webinars that we've recorded, and we've listed the topics that we discussed out to the side so you can pick and choose what you want to listen to. It has many, many articles on there, different things about clay, clay baths, using clay for different purposes, detoxing with clay. And it has some videos on there and radio interviews. So it's full of information, and it has a free booklet on there on how to mix the clay if you're using a triple swelling clay. And the Living Clay brand is one of the few calcium bentonites that's a triple swelling clay. There's that free download. It tells you how to make a poultice, how to apply poultices, how to make an eyewash, how to do a clay enema, all sorts of things. And they're all spelled out, how to mix the liquid clay. You can get a 1 pound jar of the clay powder, and it will make you 4 32-ounce, that's a quart, containers of liquid clay. So it's cheaper to buy that. The 1 pound jar is about the same as buying a bottle of liquid clay. And you have, you can just mix it in a blender is what I recommend. And, you know, disregard the part about a single serving, because that's something you have to get into and do every day. Mix up 32 ounces at one time in your blender. It'll be very smooth. It works so much better if you do it in the blender and follow the directions. It takes a half a cup of clay to 4 cups of water. Excuse me, I have the hiccups. And put it on high for 30 seconds. And it will blend it to a very smooth emulsified state. Pour it into a quart jar, plastic, food grade plastic or ceramic if you have that. You don't want anything metal, and you don't want a metal lid. So you can keep it there. And I just keep some of those little Dixie cups, the little 1 to 2 ounce ones, and I pour my clay into that, I call it a shot of clay. 2 or 3 times a day. You're generally 2 times a day, because I've been taking it so long. And I only take about 1 ounce or 2 because I have been taking it so long and I don't have any problems to speak of. If you're a newbie and you have digestive problems, you may want to increase it. You can start with 1 or 2 ounces and then gradually build up to by 1 ounce a day to 3, 4, 6, 7, 8 ounces a day. That's the most I've heard of anybody taking it. This lady was taking 8 ounces 3 times a day, totally healed her colon. She had Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, leaky gut, irritable bowel, all these, and polyps. And it cleared all of it up. And the doctors were amazed at what she had done from just drinking the clay and using poultices. So there's no need to be afraid of clay. I've never heard of anyone having severe adverse effects from clay. There are a few people that are ultra sensitive to everything. And if you're one of those, start with 1/4 teaspoon of clay mixed in 2 ounces of water, you know, and just do it, build up gradually till your system gets accustomed to it. Healing reactions are the most common influence. If you're highly, highly toxic, you might have a detox reaction. It's called a Herxheimer reaction, and it's a sign that the clay is actually working, or whatever you're taking. If you're having a healing crisis, it's a sign it's working. You may get, if you're prone to headaches, you may get headaches. You may feel tired for a few days, kind of lethargic. If you're prone to rashes, you may start breaking out in some rashes. And if you do put the clay right on it, it's a sign that the toxins are trying to get out. It's loosened up the toxins and it's pulling them out, and they're trying to get out faster than the body can expel them. So they cause some irritation in the body. But don't stop completely. You can slow down on the amount you're taking of what you're doing and let the body catch up and then gradually build back up. So if it's so safe, why is everybody not taking it? Because it sounds like you're asking me to take dirt, right? That's the way we look at it in our minds. Okay, I have some more questions here. How much liquid should you take to help with ulcers? Okay, with ulcers, I would start with 2 ounces 3 times a day after about 2 days. If you're not already feeling some improvement, increase it to 3 and maybe as much as 4 ounces. I think you'll start feeling results quite quickly. Particularly if you take 2 ounces 3 times a day. But do that for about 2 days. Let your body adjust to it. And then you can increase it by an ounce. And so the next day you would take 3 ounces 3 times a day. Doesn't matter if you take it with meals, without meals. If you're trying to do a colon cleanse and cleanse out your colon, it's best to do it on an empty stomach. Once you've got everything cleaned out, it doesn't matter. And it's still going to help clean you out. It's just not as quickly as if you're taking it with a meal and it's got food and stuff to deal with. So now I take it anytime I want, particularly before meals. If you have ulcers, it's good to take some right before you eat and maybe right afterwards, particularly if you're eating anything that usually bothers you, anything acidic, along that line. And I think you'll start feeling results very, very quickly. So get you some of that clay and get in there and start taking it. It's virtually tasteless. It really, when you hold it in your mouth, you feel cold. It's chalky because of the alkalinity, and that's what gives you the good high pH and lowers that acidity. So that's a good thing. And you can take just a tiny sip of water afterwards if you don't like the chalkiness in your mouth, which goes away quite rapidly anyway, but you can take a little sip of water. Jill in Bloomington, Indiana, I'm totally new to clay. Should I consume on a routine basis, even if I do not have a particular health problem? Yes, I would do the 1 ounce maybe twice a day, and maybe you want to go to once a day if you're really healthy. But it's going to keep you healthy. It's going to keep your pH balance. It's going to get rid of internal parasites, we actually suggest people first starting to do a cleanse and take 2 ounces three times a day for 21 days. This gets the parasites and any larvae left behind that might hatch out after the initial parasites leave. So that's why for 21 days, and after that you can back off and find your maintenance level. You'll probably notice you have more energy, you feel better, even though you're healthy now. If you're older, you're going to notice normal aches and pains go away. And you, over time, if you have arthritis, you'll notice that the knots in your fingers and knees don't seem to be there anymore. So it's good for everybody to take whatever age. And enjoy the clay. And Jill, you might want to occasionally take a clay bath. This is going to detox any toxins that you have stored in your body. And clay baths are very relaxing. I like to take mine at night because I sleep like a baby afterwards. And it's really, really refreshing. And you, for the clay bath, the directions are on that booklet on the front page of Bentonite Clay Info, how to mix it for a clay bath. And you just pour it in your bath. You mix it in the blender, pour it in your bath, rinse all the clay out, try to get as much of the clay in your bath as possible. And, you know, if you're going to take baths regularly, when I got through with my first 8-pound jar, my gallon-sized jar, I keep that gallon-sized jar, and when I'm mixing it, I may mix double the amount and put it in there where I can just go pour it into the tub, and I can leave it in the kitchen in the bathroom by the tub. And the next clay bath, I already have it ready and just pour it in the tub. The baths open the pores of your skin and pull out toxins that have been lodged in your body for years that will gradually build up and cause things like arthritis and different ailments over time. Depending on, you know, if it's arsenic or lead or mercury or whatever you've got accumulated in your body. And they're very relaxing. I've had people with migraine headaches say they can run, take a clay bath as soon as they get one, and it goes away in minutes. So lots of benefits from taking a clay bath, and enjoy your experience. Thank you for asking. Cairo, I suggest regular water to make liquid clay. Thank you for reminding me of that. Clay can tolerate any kind of water, even contaminated water. It will pull out the toxins in it. If you have to use city water, it will take out that chlorine taste and the fluoride influence in there. But I like to use a spring water. Your distilled waters are acidic. So clay, part of the clay is going to counter the acidity in your distilled water. So it's just best to use a good filtered water, a reverse osmosis, any kind of filtered water. Spring water is filtered. And I drink spring water all the time, and I've gotten where I can't stand the taste of tap water. You know, right out of the faucet, I'm spoiled to it. And I will just go without drinking water. I'll have to fix it in tea if I'm going to drink tap water. So that's a very good question. Thank you for reminding me that. Sometimes I forget that. Most all of your spring waters are filtered, and they're good, or they wouldn't be selling them on the market. One time, there was a conflict with Fiji water. When you mix it, if you mix clay with some kind of water it doesn't like or has something in it, and you notice an odor, then that it's in conflict with something in the water. And so anytime your clay starts smelling funny, musty, or just smelling old, like it's going to smell a little bit like Mother Earth, but you'll notice if it picks up any odors. My daughter stored hers in the refrigerator and didn't have the lid on good, and clay is such an absorbent and deodorizer that it deodorized her refrigerator, And she said, Mom, my clay started tasting like perfume. I don't know what's wrong with it. Should I keep taking it? And I asked her where she had it, and she had it in the refrigerator. And, of course, it was summertime, and they're big garlic users, and they always have onions in there and cantaloupe and stuff. So we just detoxed our deodorized our refrigerator, and all the odors were absorbed into the clay through the bottle. But evidently she didn't get the lid on tight. So you don't need to refrigerate it. It will keep on the cabinet. Carol, I love you for reminding me for things that I take for granted and forget to tell people. Any of you, please ask any questions if I slip over something and forget the details. Thank you so much. Okay. Looks like I'm going to see if we have any more questions coming in. Looks like all the questions for now. Get back over. We have a few more people on the telephone line, so I'm going to ask again if any of you would like to ask me a question. If you'll press star 2 on your phone, it will open your line, and I can address your questions. You can also email me privately if you have, or call me. I don't mind if you go to the bentoniteclayinfo.com. All my contact numbers should be there, my phone numbers, my emails. I'm here to talk to you and address your questions. I don't charge anything. If you do want to talk for an hour or so, I would request a consultation donation. But, you know, if it's just for a quick question or something, I'm here for you. Some people last night, I was on the phone for several hours returning calls. And, well, you know, you get to talking about clay, and it's just so fantastic, it's hard to get off the phone. So part of it was me, and part of it was curiosity and asking questions and things. So it's all good, and I'm happy to be here and answer any of your questions. I'm going to check to see if we have any more questions coming in. It looks like we're out of questions for now, and so I'm going to call it a day. Our 30 minutes are up. Sometimes we go as long as an hour, as long as questions are there. I try to answer them. Let's call it a day today and get outside. Enjoy this beautiful weather. If you're in an area that's having good weather, keep in mind the people who are in the fire area in the northern panhandle of Texas. The panhandle is just burning up right now. The winds are high, and the dry grasses from winter are just burning acres and acres and acres. And I heard there was a death of 3 people who got caught in the fire. And people who are in mudslides, floods, snow areas, whatever the disaster is, keep them in your prayers, and let's give the power of prayer. You know, pray for that they can accept what happens and get up and move on, because sometimes we're powerless to stop what's ever happened, and we grieve our losses, and it keeps us immobilized, and it's good to grieve and get it out of your system, and then we need to get up and dust ourselves off and rebuild, and people are there to rebuild. We had a couple of girls came to our domino game at the Civic Center the other day. This is a senior Civic Center, and most everybody there that comes to these events is over 70 years old, and they were looking for recruiters to help. They're in town and have been here since the floods, the May 1st Memorial Day floods in San Marcos, and they're still rebuilding houses. And they're not asking for money donations, but want to know if you could come and help, you know, paint walls and do this. Well, most of these people can barely get up and out of the chair, and they're on walkers, and there's not a whole lot they can do. Some of the younger ones are able, and if they desire, can go help. So there's always people there willing to help rebuild, and we must be thankful for that. And I am thankful for people who've been there for me. And just go find somebody to do something kind for today. my son-in-law, as Mary calls hers, I've learned that from Mary. She calls her son-in-laws her son-in-laws, and I think that's so beautiful, because that's how I feel about mine. And one of mine puts something on the website every day positive. He tries to spread positivity about the day. And I think that's a good thing, and we can all, you just never know who you're going to influence. So go out there, have a good day, be kind to someone, just offer a smile. Doesn't take much. And you'll feel the rewards. This is Periite thanking you so much for being with me today. Whoops, I have one more question in. I have had an episode of diverticulitis in the past. Any suggestions for clay preventions for this? Yes, ma'am. Start drinking the clay. Diverticulitis is little pockets in your clay, in your colon, and these little bits collect seeds and things that irritate it, and then they get inflamed. It's inflammation. And so taking the clay will pull out the inflammation and help it to heal. Can heal those little pockets. And watch what you're eating. Tomato seeds, anything acidic, and lots of little seeds are very aggravating to it. So when you're having an attack, kind of watch your diet. Eat bland things. Watch acidic foods and seeds. But start drinking that clay, and I do it 3 times a day. Anytime you feel uncomfortable from the diverticulitis, go take a sip of clay. You can't do it wrong with that. Thank you, Jill. Good to have you here, and come again. Okay, this is Perry A. Once again, I'm going to sign off and wish you a happy day. Goodbye.